Zok the Gemara. Let's see from Me'ayin Hayumaydidin. Me'ayin Hayumaydidin from Me'ayin. Me'ayin Hayumaydidin. From where?
I'm trying to be in the middle of the Gemara. Or
two dots. Two dots. Two dots. Me'ayin Hayumaydidin. From where would they measure? So Rabbi Eliezer said from the navel, Rabbi Akiva said from the nose. But my kamiflagi, what is the nekudas amachlekas? What's the point of contention? Answers the Gemara, Mar Savar, Rabbi Akiva holds, Iker chiyusa ba'ape. The Iker chiyus, the Iker life of the person, ba'ape is in his nose, and where he breathes, and therefore when he's called a chalal, a corpse, it's from that place. Umar Sabra and Eliezer holds Iker Chiyusa B'Tibure. The main life of the person comes from the navel. That's in the middle of the body. That's where the digestive system is. And that's sustaining the person. And therefore, when we say it's a halal, it's a corpse. Let's put it this way. What does halal mean?
Corpse-sized.
That's the word I used yesterday. Yeah, halal, what is a halal? A halal is a vacuum. There's something missing. So the question is, what's missing? Is it the breathing that, the not? That's right. But where do we see that manifested? Where do we see that ausgestellt? Right? Where's the stelling the chayis? So Rabbi Akiva says it's in the nose. It's not breathing. Rabbi Eliezer says he doesn't have food. He doesn't have the sustenance. He doesn't have this, that which is sustaining him. So that's just the machalik of a halal. That's the vacuum. That's what's missing. The chiyus. Okay, so that's the Gemara Lema.
Maybe from where you see the stomach go in and out, meaning you notice either the breath from the nose or the stomach.
You don't
in and
see
out.
The breath.
No, but that I mean
you can put the feather there, like the Gemara says.
Depends on how bad your breath is.
In other words, you may be able to see it, not from your nose. I've never heard that a person's breath from their nose.
No, but
smells.
That's where it's you notice the breathing. Where do you notice the breathing? Either the nose or the stomach. That's.
I don't know. Says the Gemara, Lema, let us say, Kihari Tereda. This machlekes of Likiva and Eliezer is a parallel machlekes with the following machlekes Tanoim. The Brisa says, Meheichon Havla Noitzer, from where? Is this where we're supposed to start?
Yes.
Okay, Meheichon Havla Noitzer, from where? Oh, over here. Meheichon Havla Noitzer, from where is the child created? From the head, and so too it says, imi atagoizi, from my mother's womb, atagoizi, you pulled me out. Meaning, you pulled me out from there, like you know, like you started with the head, and then you. Where do we see that goizi is a reference to the head? The oimer and the pasuk says, gazin nizreich v'hashlichi, remove your hair from your nizirus and throw it away. So you see that it's a reference to that, to the head. So that's the Tanakama. Rav Shol says that the child is created mitibure from the navel, mishaleach sharsha elach va'elach, and it sends out its roots this way and that way, meaning up and down. Okay? This way, that way. Okay, it says the Gemara, so therefore we have machlaik, because it seems like maybe Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer are only going according to one shita. To which the Gemara responds and says, no, afilu teme ivi, what I'll say, Abba Shaul, I'll even tell you the Rabbi Akiva, who says the breathing, the nose, goes like Abba Shaul. Why does Abba Shaul say that you start from the navel? Says the Gemara, ad kan leka omer Abba Shaul, until when does Abba Shaul say that you count, or the navel is the center? That's Ella, that's only Le'inyin, regarding and relative to Yitzira, the creation, the formation of a child. The Chimitzar Vlad, that when a child is formed, is created, Mimitzi Ose Mitzar. It's Mimitzi Ose, from its middle. Mimitzi Ose, the Mitzia, the Emtza is the middle. Mimitzi Ose in Nitzar. Mitzar, it's from the middle that it's created. Aval, however, le'inyin chiyusa, but with regard to the life of the person, says the Gemara, Dekuli Alma, everyone agrees, meaning everyone will agree to Rabbi Akiva, so to speak, ba'apehu, that it's in the nose. Dechsiv, as it's written in the Pasuk, Kol Asher Nishmas Ruachayim ba'apav, all life, who have the soul of life in their nose, in their nostrils. So says the Gemara, Avashol, when he's talking about the creation of the child, yeah, that starts from the Tibur, Yitibure, from the navel. But okay, now I have a living being. Where is the living being coming from? Oh, the living being is coming. It's chiyus, it's life. It's a very interesting thing. I would almost say it like this. When do I say, with regarding what, says Avishal, do I say that it start, the creation starts in the navel? That's the physical elements. Regarding the life, which is dependent on the neshama, as the Gemara says, so, that's from the nose. That's really what's coming out. Okay? There's one's the exterior, one's the interior, the whatever.
They still have a machlokes as to where they would measure from, right? One would measure from the navel and one would measure from the nose.
Yeah, yeah, but Avashol would agree to Rav Akiva, perhaps.
Could.
Right, he could agree to Rav Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer still says you do it from the navel. Whereas despite the fact, he holds that's also called Ikur Chiyus. Okay? Good?
He can't also flip and say one's a Yat, it's here, one's an Ikur Chiyus. Rebbe Elazar has to be pitch and hold.
Not necessarily. It could be that, because we're going to end up saying Ikur Chiyus, but could be that's what we're going through with this, okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said, Mimokim shenas achalol, that you measure from the place where the corpse became a corpse. Mitzavaroi, from his neck. Says the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Eliezer, what Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? What's the reason for Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? Kedechsev, as it's written in the Pasuk, Loseis oisach. To put you, the Pasuk says over there, I will put you, I will place you, El Tzavarei Chalalei Rishoyim, by the necks of the corpses of Rishoyim. So you see that the Torah, the Navi, when referencing the corpse identity, is juxtaposing that to the neck. So the neck, since that's the easiest place to kill somebody, it's the smoothest, the most quick. In other words, most sure and quick. Right? They shoot somebody. These stories that happened in almost millimeters away from the spinal cord or from this artery or whatever it is. Right? So it's not always sure. You can have a bullet. The bullets are supposed to kill, right? But you chop someone's head off. That is a sure way to make them into a corpse. Okay? Right, that's the story about the guy who, fine. I've been telling his brother-in-law was here and he spoke by Shal Shudis and he said a joke about a guy whose head, basically the guy was working in a meat processing plant and he chopped his hands off. So his friend took his hands and him, brought him to the emergency room and they put it back together. He was mamish. It was amazing what they did. He was able to do everything. Then the next time he was working the precinct thing and his legs got chopped off. Again, he put the legs into a bag and he brought him and he came back to visit and it was mamash, everything was working. A week later, he was already playing golf and soccer. Yeah, my legs are working amazing. Then some other thing happened. Finally, eventually, the head happened. Every single time, it was like a miraculous recovery. Then the head happened. His head got chopped off. So he takes the head, he puts it into a bag, he closes it very carefully, brings him and the head to the hospital. And he leaves, just like he left every other time. He comes back a week later. He doesn't see his friend. He says, what happened to my friend? He says, no, he didn't make it. He says, what? Every other time I brought him, he was able to make it. The guy says, yeah, he would have made it, but some idiot put the head into a bag and closed it. All right? I spoke about this last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He found Mike, the headless chicken. Remember I was talking about the chicken without a head that lived? Yeah. So he found it.
Oh, he just found it. How long did it live for?
18 months.
No. What?
No way.
18 months.
Was like it a property?
It was born. It was born. It was born April 20th, 1945, and it died March 17th,
1947. Yeah, but
it got its
how
head, did it eat?
It got its head chopped off. The brainstem remained intact. It had a blood clot, so it didn't bleed out.
Okay, there you have
it. So it didn't have eyes, mouth. It had nothing.
How did it eat? Axe missed. I don't know. Hold on.
All right, we'll get to that. Yeah. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Niftru Ziknei Yerushalayim. The elders of Yerushalayim that were coming to measuring, they left. V'holchulem. Ran the Mishnah. The elders of Yerushalayim came to measure. After they measured, they left. So then, Ziknei Oysa Ha'ir, the elders of that city that was found to be the closest to the corpse, Mevi'in Eglas Bakar, they bring a calf from cattle, asher loy moshcha oil, that never pulled a yoke, and that never pulled with a yoke.
Can I ask you a question?
You may.
Why does it say eglas bakar? Why can't it just say eglas? Why doesn't it say bakar?
It's a good question. Could be that egel, although in the vernacular it's used to describe a calf, right? But there's other kinds of young. It could be a young sheep, maybe. Maybe. I don't know. And a blemish will not invalidate it because this is not a regular carbon. And you bring it down the Nachal Eson to the valley of Eson. And the Mishnah explains Eson Kimashmoy. Eson means exactly like what it is. Kosha, strong, hard. That it's a valley that's very hard. And then the Mishnah continues and says, "Afal pi she'enai eson, even if this valley that you brought it to is not nachal eson, kosher, it's still kosher. It's not ma'akev that it needs to be specifically by the name of nachal eson. It's just this is the kind of nachal it should be in." Okay. Va'afal pi, I'm sorry. Va'arpin oysa, and you break its neck ba'koypitz with a large knife me'achireha. From the back of the neck. Okay. That is where we got up to yesterday, and then we continue the Mishnah. Umekoima, and its place, the place where the eglo had its neck broken, Asur, it is forbidden, milizroya, from planting, umilavoid, or from working sham over there. That area which had the egla rufa, sorry, the aser milizroya milavoid. It's aser to plant and to work. You have to cannot work the land. You'll have to see what you're allowed to do. You're not allowed to do. What's wrong with plowing?
I can dig it, I guess.
I'm not planting. Why am I plowing if I'm not going to plant? Let's see. In other words, there's a certain a kind of benefit that it has to be. Let's see. Aser milizroya umilavoid. It's aser to plant and to work the land. But umutter lisraik. But it's mutter to comb sham pishdan, to comb flax there. We need to use the area. You're not using the land itself. You're just on the land and you happen to be doing some other kind of work. Okay? Ulenaker sham avonim. And it's also mutter to chisel out, to smooth out stones there. Meaning the nakuda is, the isser that we are saying exists over here, is the isser to utilize the land itself.
Is it the location where they go?
That, underneath it, yeah. How much exactly is it?
Or?
No, that area. It's dalet al dalet. Let's just say dalet al dalet.
Where the neck is.
No,
neck.
No.
And it's by a river, though, right? Or a stream, right?
Yeah, well, it's by the valley.
This is the 4x4 area where they always have the river?
No. Oh, what do you mean?
We're saying you're supposed to do it in a very specific place. So was there like a set aside place? Okay, every time we do an egg
letter? You mean in this particular city? It didn't happen so often.
It can't happen that often.
I'll have to see the Gemara later. That's why we don't do it anymore.
Clarify.
Hard valley.
We're saying it's just a
specific. We're talking about a specific valley, and then the Mishnah says, But it doesn't really have to be in that specific
place. But it sounds like it's better if it's there because...
Yerushalayim and Haifa, you're supposed to go to this place. No? Is that not true? Obviously not Yerushalayim.
According to our Mishnah, Yerushalayim.
I thought it's a quality land. You know, is it specific place?
I thought so too.
Well, it's, first it says Nachal Esav.
Right.
And then it says, if you don't bring it to Nachal Esav, as long as it's similar...
Wait, that means you're supposed to do it, but you don't have to.
You can have a Nachal Esav anywhere, though. It could be, there's other
You said
it,
Nachal Esav and turned
the... Isn't it a geographical description?
So why are we saying Alfa Vishayina Esav? It is Asim, though. You're saying it is.
Maybe if it's a
it has to be Asim. Well, maybe the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says.
No, the grounds are hard.
Yeah, I thought.
Can I have a Mishnah, yes, please? Right there. Down, left.
What's left.
I think to smooth out or to.
What Masech do you want?
Saito. Thank you.
So why is that allowed?
Because you're not drilling out. You're not vihastis. How do you say it?
You're not carving out
from the ground.
Right, not benefiting from the soil.
It's not the ground itself, right. That's correct. Okay, 1 second. Okay. Umi lavoid. Ba'olam. Umutu listrik sham pishton ulinaker sham avonim. Lesate so lahachlik, to smooth out. That's what I was saying. You're smoothing out stones. It's a mutter to do that. Why? Because you are not utilizing and getting benefit from the ground itself. Okay. Umaridur I saw lenachal eson karka avnayit v'kosha. That's what the Tiferes Yisrael says. Well, the Rambam. That's according to the Tiferes Yisrael and Rashi. Well, the Rambam zok the Tiferes Yisrael. But Salomar nachal shoytiv b'chazoko, a fast flowing river. That's what you were saying.
Right.
It's a river, you're not planting.
What are they?
They're asking, if it's a river, then you can't plant there anyways, because the water's rushing. So why would we have to say that you can't plant there? So as far as you all know, it means on the side, next to where you did it, right by the flowing river.
So it's really talking about a fast-flowing river. It could be any fast-flowing river.
Get the calf into the river and break its neck with the fast-flowing.
Not into the river, right there, right by the side.
But it's more like what...
The head is over the river. Let's say.
It's not a specific place.
The Eson Kamashmoy Kosher. Ava Bishayna Eson Kosher. I don't know. Because it's only lechatchila that you should have a son. Just like we find that lechatchila is supposed to throw the girl, in other words, take her out from her father's house. That's where you begin the procession to take her out to be killed. That's only lechatchila. So, the Pasuk says Eson. Taisa says that in a Daraisa world, there's no such thing as Lechatchila and the Diyavad. It's only in a rabbinic world, and we spoke about this in the past. So, over here, yeah, if it says Eson, it says Eson. That means it has to be Eson. What's your.
Do me at the Kachem. You need it, second Pasuk.
Shina Kazulakiv? No. Yeah. Look in the Shlomo angle. I don't think so.
But it's an adjective. It's describing the type of river. That's what Asin is.
Yeah.
So it could be any fast flowing river.
And hard. I mean, the Mishnah says kosher.
Right.
The Mishnah says ve Asin kivashmoi kosher. Asin. Right. What does Asin mean?
Maybe a slate shore.
It's like a river, isn't it? A stone?
It's like rapids.
It's rapids, maybe.
It's hard to be. It's hard to stay in that river. It's like a fast flowing, rough river.
Yeah. It seems to be basically a machlokes rishonim. What Eson is either. Eson, right, either like rapids, like something, I mean, I don't know if it's rapids. Rapids, you know why it's rapids? Because there are
rocks.
Stones.
Yeah, there's rocks.
That's not the point. We're talking about the river, though. The river is flowing quickly.
It's both. It's
how
the fancy.
I know that.
Narrow.
How many places are there like
that in
the
Sejong?
Yeah, it won't be
too many. The Banyas, up north. Okay. Zok to Gemar Viter.
Can you go
which situation?
Whether or not it's a specific place, even if it's not a specific place, how big of a place are we talking about? Even if that's not, even if it doesn't matter how big a place we're talking about, what exactly is the situation with the river? Because there's not that many places like that anyway, so it must be a specific place.
And that's everyone says it's a river. Some people it's
according to Rashi, it's a hard, it's a valley that has hardness there. According to Rashi, it's a valley that has hardness.
Up north, there's 10 miles of whitewater rapids.
All right, Dr. Commissioner of Eiter, Ziknei Oitzel Ha'ir. Let's continue so we don't hit the fan. Ziknei Oitzel Ha'ir, the elders of that city that brought the Agla Rufa, Roichatzines Yidehen. They wash their hands, b'mayim. This is the original expression of to wash your hands from something. Okay? Roichatzines Yidehen b'mayim. They wash their hands with water to show that their hands are clean. B'makayim arifa shel egla. In the place of the breaking the neck of the egla rufa. They wash their hands right there. Okay?
Afterwards.
That's where afterwards. What? As opposed to the Zikni Yushalayim.
Well,
they left already. Okay, fine.
No, we're saying, but we had a case before. If the city doesn't have a base, then
you don't bring Zikni. It. You don't bring Agla Rufa.
No, it says you're moded to a different.
And they don't bring an Agla Rufa, the other one.
They don't.
No.
But you're moded to the closest city.
And they'll do it. And they'll bring it. Maybe.
That city.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. So. And Va'ayrim, and they say, quote, Yodeinu loyshavchu es hadam hazeh, our hands did not spill this blood. Ve'einenu loyro, and our eyes did not see them. End quote. Okay, that's what they say. Yodeinu loyshavchu es hadam hazeh, our hands did not spill this one's blood. Ve'einenu loyro, and our eyes did not see. And the Mishnah continues, and we brought this down earlier. V'chi al da'atenu, also would it. Would the thought come to our mind, Sheziknei Bezdin Shevchei Davim Heim, that the elders of Bezdin are murderers, that they have to like speak that out? Explains the Mishnah, Ella, rather, Shaloi Bo Al Yodeinu, that he did not come to us, Upitranuhu, and we sent him off. Without giving him food. V'leireinuhu, and we did not see him. V'hinachnuhu, and we left him, meaning we left him and allowed him to leave town without an escort. That is what the Ziknei Oitzel Ha'ir would say. V'hakoyhanim, Oimrim, and the Kehanim would say, Kaper la'amcha Yisrael. Atone for your nation, Klal Yisrael, Asher Padisa Hashem, that Hashem redeemed. The Altitein Dam Noki, the Kerav Amcha Yisrael, and do not place the innocent blood in Klal Yisrael, in your nation, Klal Yisrael, meaning that they shouldn't have repercussions because of Visa Hastas, because of somebody's being killed.
Sorry, what's the Altitein Dam Naki?
And do not place innocent blood Bekerev Amcha Yisrael in the midst of your nation, Klal Yisrael. Meaning that this city should not have to endure punishment, innocent punishment, because of this person's death. Okay?
Bekerev
is in the midst of. They did not have to say, the Kohanim did not have to say the end of the Pasuk, V'nikaper lohem hadam, and the blood will atone for them. Meaning that's not part of what the Kohanim said. Aye, it's in the Pasuk, explains the Mishnah. Ella, rather, Ruach HaKodesh Mivas Rasan, the Ruach HaKodesh is letting them know, is informing them Whenever you do kacha like this whole procedure of the egla arufa, hadam miskaper lahem, the blood will be mechaper for you, meaning the blood of the paradu of the egla arufa will be mechaper for you. And the Gehanim did not have to say that. Okay, we'll hold it over here.